On November 4, 1979, Iranian students stormed the American embassy in Iran and seized 66 American hostages. After months of fruitless negotiations and 52 Americans still held hostage, a beleaguered President Carter ordered a secret rescue mission into the Iranian desert. Flying at night, six transport planes and eight helicopters were depending on a full moon and good weather. But a mile-high desert sandstorm known as a haboob kicked up in front of the helicopters. They were flying into the unknown.
I said, send a message that we've encountered some restriction to visibility out here, but we're pressing on through it, and they should too.
I can remember asking, what is that up there? Looks like we're flying into a mountain or something. I knew it wasn't a fog, and I knew it wasn't a cloud. It's kind of like flying in a milk bottle.
The sandstorm caused confusion and chaos. Pilots lost visual contact with one another, veered off course, and before the night was over, three choppers were lost to the mission. One to mechanical failure in the desert, a second when the pilot became disoriented in the sandstorm and had to turn back, and a third chopper became inoperable after pushing through the storm. With the mission forced to abort because of the chopper losses, an unimaginable tragedy occurred when the desert dust swirled around one of the remaining choppers, limiting the pilot's visibility.
In the course of this debacle, eight servicemen died when a helicopter crashed into a C-130 transport plane.
It certainly made America look bad in the eyes of the world.
The failure of the mission to rescue the hostages was really the death blow to the Carter administration.
The big reason it failed that night was the weather.
There is no doubt, had that suspended dust storm not been there, this mission would have been complete.
Sure enough, we had some mechanical problems, but so what? We could have worked around that.
And only history would be the judge of whether it was success or not.